From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the Senate began 2 days of debate on stem cell research. 5 years ago, President Bush limited federal funding for embryonic stem cell research. If the main bill currently under debate passes, it is likely to lead to the first veto of George W. Bush's presidency. NPR's Julie Rovner reports on the debate on Capitol Hill.
The Senate's actually debating three separate bills. All will be voted on tomorrow. But the main event is a bill passed by the House 14 months ago to lift limits imposed by President Bush on federal funding of research using stem cells from human embryos. The president in August of 2001 said federal funding could proceed, but only on stem cell lines already in existence. Those lines have turned out to be less helpful than scientists had hoped, so backers of the bill, like Pennsylvania Republican Arlen Specter, say it's time to ease research funding limits, particularly for the estimated 400,000 embryos currently left over in fertility clinic freezers.
If they could be used to create human life, I would not, in the remotest way, contend that they ought to be used for scientific research. But the fact is that they will either be used for scientific research or thrown away.
Opponents of the bill, however, say research that requires destroying a human embryo is a moral line that ought not be crossed using taxpayer dollars. Kansas Republican Sam Brownback appeared this afternoon at a news conference with children who were adopted as frozen embryos.
We do not need to treat humans as raw material. It is immoral to destroy the youngest of human lives for research purposes. We don't need to do it. It is immoral for us to do it.
Backers of the bill, however, like Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin, say it's immoral not to pursue research. Scientists say holds promise for treating or curing dozens of dread diseases.
Real hope for people with Lou Gehrig's disease. Real hope for people with Parkinson's. Real hope for people with spinal cord injuries. Real hope for people with heart disease.
Other backers, such as South Dakota Democrat Tim Johnson, said if the limits aren't eased, the U.S. could experience what amounts to a biomedical brain drain.
We not only risk the futures of Americans living with currently incurable diseases, we also risk our national reputation as the home of the world's most innovative and distinguished scientists working to improve health.
Opponents of the measure, however, say that the bill isn't needed, that stem cells from adults and umbilical cord blood are just as promising as those from embryos. Tom Coburn is a Republican from Oklahoma.
The choice is not destroy embryos, and if we don't, we won't get good research. The choice is go where the money's leading us, and the money's leading us into adult stem cells, germ cell lines, and other lines that have none of the problems of embryonic stem cells.
Indeed, one of the other bills the Senate will take up would encourage the National Institutes of Health to fund research on ways to find scientifically promising stem cells without destroying embryos. It's likely to pass easily, but Senator Harkin says it's no replacement for the main bill.
The alternatives bill might not do any harm, but it doesn't do any good either. It just says, NIH, you can do what you can already do. Well, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that.
The third bill, also considered likely to pass, would ban what its backers call fetus farming, implanting embryos into a woman or animal's womb to grow them to a later stage in order to harvest tissues or cells. The political goal is to give President Bush two bills he can sign while he vetoes the main bill. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.